Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for the Chiefs Kingdom Show, live with the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holtis, and Chiefs head coach Andy Reid. It's presented by Bad Boy Mowers, proud partner of the Kansas City Chiefs. Chiefs Kingdom is bad boy country. Mow with an attitude. And by Hy-Vee. The world's best tailgating begins at Hy-Vee. Proud official grocery sponsor of the Kansas City Chiefs. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Hey, this is Chiefs sideline reporter Josh Klingler. Before we get you into the Chiefs Kingdom Show, just a quick reminder, you can hear Mitch Holtis with us on Fesco in the Morning every Friday morning at 7:30, leading into the game that weekend. And don't miss color analyst Danon Hughes every Tuesday morning at 8:30. Tune in for exclusive one-on-one Chiefs interviews throughout the season on the Odyssey app and your official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio. Now, let's get you into the Chiefs Kingdom Show, presented by the Kansas Lottery. Dream bigger.
Here is the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holtis.
Yeah! Merry Christmas, happy holidays, happy new year. Happy making Hy-Vee in Raytown like GEHA Field at Arrowhead Stadium. That's what we do. It is red and rowdy here tonight. We have got a sellout crowd here at Raytown, just off 350 Highway. Raytown, such an awesome community in supporting the Kansas City Chiefs down through the years, and it's fabulous. Now, this score just in, Chiefs 24, Seahawks 10. Okay. Here's some things to ponder on this night. It was the fifth coldest day in GEHA Field at Arrowhead Stadium. It was the fifth coldest wind chill, although I beg to differ, at minus 10. I thought it was. They said minus 4 officially. It was the coldest wind chill in a game we won in franchise history. Just saying. Fifth straight 12-win season. Five straight in a row. Five 12-win seasons. Third in National Football League history. That is huge. Patrick Mahomes, 4,500 yards passing, actually 4,720, 35 touchdown passes for the fourth time in his career in a single season. Only Tom Brady has eclipsed that with five. Tom Brady has done it in 22 seasons. Patrick Mahomes has done it in 5 years as a starter. That is huge. Kelce, 800 career receptions, 17 games faster than any tight end in National Football League history. And he had two catches for 72 yards on two consecutive plays. That is huge. And get this one, 16 straight wins over NFC teams. Yep, that is huge. Now, also, when you get rookies, we stop the Seahawks when the game mattered three times on fourth down. Pete Carroll, who looks like Dan Israel, right, the executive producer of the Chiefs Radio Network, was going to go for it on fourth down, no matter what. Going for it, going for it. Three rookies stopped them. Three rookies. The first time, George Karloftis, tip pass. He now has seven. That's tied for the most of any rookie in the National Football League this year. Second one, Brian Cook, open field tackle. Down go the Seahawks. Third time, it was Trent McDuffie. Down go the Seahawks. When you get rookies doing that, it is time to put the hammer down, baby. We're going to have some fun. Matt McMullen, our senior team reporter this week, because 15 is a big number. We've won the AFC West 15 straight times. The Chargers have won it 15 times total. Wish it was. We're working on 15 straight times. Chargers have won it 15 straight times. Raiders have won it 15 straight times. Broncos have won it, 15 times. Four teams in the division all have won it 15 times. This week, if we beat the Broncos, because it's not just any week, it's Donkey Week, we will beat the Broncos 15 straight times. Okay? Rough day today for Nathaniel Hackett, former Chiefs ball boy. He was a ball boy at our training camp early on in my first couple years as the voice of the Chiefs. He was fired today after his 15th game as head coach of the Denver Broncos. And we know the Big 15 is who ought to be the National Football League MVP, Patrick Mahomes. And we got folks tonight. We got an awesome crowd, folks joining us tonight electronically from the Phoenix, Arizona area, home of Super Bowl 57. All right. Seen that game last night, thinking warm a seat for us. We're headed your way. But just saying, that play that Patrick Mahomes had to get his 12th rushing touchdown, already a Chiefs record for quarterbacks, when he lays out parallel to the ground and flicks the pylon by, I don't know, a quarter inch, that play is huge. Remarkable play by Patrick Mahomes. We've got a special show tonight. Before we talk about that, we want to talk about Hy-Vee, all right? Putting 24 on the board means you can save tonight. This is still going today, the day or night after a game. The Chiefs can score. If the Chiefs score 24 points, you can save 24 cents a gallon with any $24 purchase. The more we score, the more you save. And you literally have 4 days to register for this. 4 days. December 30, that's it. Because you can get a chance to go to where they're setting. You can go to the big game for two. Can't say what it is, but it's a big game for two in February in Arizona. Figure it out. 5 days, 4 nights experience. So shop Hy-Vee. When you do it, you swipe your Hy-Vee Fuel Saver Plus perks card. You're automatically entered to win great perks. So make sure you get that done now through December 31st. All right, we got an awesome show for you tonight because all three specialists are going to be with us after I talk to Coach Reed. We're going to have the Pro Bowl punter this year in the AFC, Tommy Townsend. He is smoking the net stats in net punting, and he's helping us win games. We'll talk about that later in the show. We also have the guy that's got the longest field goal this year in the NFL, Harrison Butker, from 62 out against Buffalo and nailed the 47-yarder when it was like kicking a rock the other day in that game. And also, James Winchester, the pride of the Choctaw Nation, who has had, I figured up today, 1,432 snaps. It's something crazy for the guy that he has snapped for us since he's been our long snapper. 1,134 snaps since he became our long snapper back in 2015. So, 15's a big number this week, right? It's time to beat the Broncos 15 straight times. So let's do this. Get red, get real, and get rowdy. And speaking of red and rowdy and Andy Reid, we'll have Andy Reid right after this on the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
Now back to Mitch Holtis and the Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
Chiefs sixth in the NFL in red zone touchdown percentage. Now a sweep coming to the near side. Tony inside the five, gets a block. Touchdown, Kansas City! It's back to the attack from the horizontal and an 8-yard jet sweep to the near side. Kadarius Toney with the touchdown, Kansas City at 6:41 to go in the first quarter.
Welcome back, everyone, to our Chiefs Kingdom Show tonight. We're in Raytown. Of course, such a great tradition here in Raytown, Raytown High and Raytown South, the great athletes and a great community. As with us tonight is the winningest coach in Kansas City Chiefs history, and Andy Reid. First of all, Merry Christmas. one day later. I love the fact that the schedule worked out, that you and your staff could get some time. And how good was it that the schedule worked out that way?
Yeah, no, it was great. Merry Christmas to you too, and the fans. That's great, because normally coaches don't get time off, nor do players. In a normal year, it's like once every 10 years you fall into this. So it was great. It was great to have the chance to do it. And really, we had the whole day. So the coaches had off the whole day, and so did the players. So it was good for recovery for the players and to enjoy their families, and good for the coaches to take a quick time out. And they were all back here early this morning. So tremendous.
Love it. Your staff works so hard, as do you. Now, just getting into the game, one of the things I was excited about was three fourth down stops against a good offense, and three rookies did it. I'm going to start with Karloftis and ask you about the pass batted down and just that play and what it meant and his awareness to do so.
Yeah, he's had a few of those now. I mean, he's up there in the league stats with batted balls, and he's got a knack for that. The one neat thing about George is he goes 100 miles an hour every play. He does it in practice. He does it in games. So it's he's a high-intensity guy, and really he's got a great attitude about him.
I was just looking at this. His passes defensed are tied for number one among rookies in the National Football League. Then you had two open field tackles that stopped the other fourth downs, one by Brian Cook and the other by Trent McDuffie. Their ability to make those plays at the moments that they did.
Yeah, tackling in space is a tough thing to do against NFL players, and those guys did that. And it's they've been taught real well. And they practice it all the time. It's just hard to practice it on humans. You're doing it on bags. You're doing it on these donuts that we have that you roll out there, and they wrap up on those. But the leverage and the ability to get these guys down is not an easy thing to do. And they both did it and did it well.
How much do those plays, in specific, those three guys, just continue to elevate their confidence, and they drive to work feeling just a little bit different about themselves this morning?
Yeah, to add Watson into it, I think, again, those three really showed up. And Williams, Williams is getting better. He came from Fayetteville, a little bit smaller school, and he's learning as he goes here. And getting better as he works, even though he had a couple hiccups in the game. But so we're glad that we have these young guys that are maturing in front of us here and working their tail off trying to get better. I mean, that's really what it is, and trying to do it with urgency.
I did that first series from the drum deck, and I mentioned that just because I saw Joshua Williams' third down play on the run when he came up and forced as a corner. I was like right above it like a drone. That was big time. And the fact that these guys have no fear when you put them in a spot of like, hey, we're counting on you to do it.
Yeah, no, that's true. And they're learning to work hard in practice. I mean, that's there's a trick to that, especially as the season goes on and your body's sore and your mind is tired, that you push yourself every opportunity you have. And then that carries over into the games. And so these guys are doing that. They're pushing through that rookie wall. They're showing up.
Your linebackers now, Nick Bolton sets a record. Eight times this year in 14 games or 15 games, he has had 10 plus tackles. That's a Chiefs record. And then it looked like you cloned Willie Gay Jr. in this game.
Yeah. So yeah, both those two we're glad we have them. Different types of players, but Bolton, I would tell you, is one of the more sure tacklers that I've been around, and he has a real knack of getting to the football, and he's a great kid. I mean, he works his tail off. Doesn't say much, but when he does, people are listening. And then Willie has got a huge personality, is fun to be around all the time. He's just one of those good kids and a phenomenal athlete. I mean, he probably can stick him back there as a running back. He'd be a great one there too. So, so to have that combination, I think, with the different skill level that they have, you can do some different things with them, and that's what Spags has done.
Flipping over to the offensive side, and this question kind of leads to this next game coming up with Denver, but your ability to attack horizontally in the red zone and to get Kadarius Toney that flip pass touchdown, and what does KT or McColl mean to you to attack the entire 53-yard width of the red zone?
Yeah, it'll be good when we get McColl back. He did practice last week and just wasn't quite there. So we'll see how he does this week. But Tony's, we're just giving him a little bit more and a little bit more and a little bit more every week. And as proud as I was of him, of the run that he had for the touchdown, his blocking was unbelievable. I mean, he knocked a couple guys right on their back. And you normally don't see that. I mean, he just he really takes pride in that. But anyways, going back to the pass, run pass, he, you know, it's an easy shovel to him, pitch, whatever you want to call it. And his ability to make people miss, you got to see that. I'll tell you another one, that's the blocking on it was phenomenal, but the fact that he used the blocking was even better. And Trey just had another huge block on that play. I mean, he just crushed somebody and he broke right off of that. Anyways, it was a beautiful thing.
The other beautiful thing I want to ask you about was right in front of you, and that was Creed's block on the screen to get Pacheco 30-plus on the screen. What about that play by your center in space?
Yeah, well, Creed, you know, there's a reason why he got voted into the Pro Bowl as a starter. He's really a good athlete for being as big a dude as he is. I mean, he is a large human being, and very strong. But he's got great feet and he can run. And so he gets out there in space. He can adjust and do the things he needs. I thought Pacheco did a nice job. We always talk about start, catch the ball, start up field for three steps, and kind of help the offensive lineman out. And I thought Pacheco did that. He caught and he had this urgency to turn up field, and that just feeds the defenders to these offensive linemen and allows them to run fast. And that's what, you know, that's what took place. I mean, you had a chance to see that. So big block, great job. Great job by Pacheco.
That being said, I've always said you run 1,000 screens. You could make a cookbook for screen game. But how good is this team, this Chiefs team, becoming at running screens no matter the screen you ask for?
Well, we're getting better at it for sure, the last 3 weeks in particular. So, you know, Corey Matei, I got to give him some credit here because Corey's in charge of the screens and getting them, you know, designed up for each team. And he's doing a nice job with that. And the guys are executing it like crazy. You know, EB makes sure that they get plenty of reps on these things. So he's the one doing all the scripts and that. So, and putting it all together. And he makes sure that that screen game doesn't get neglected like it does, you know, I'm sure with some teams.
And how big is it? You're getting chunk plays in it. I mean, you're getting 30s and 40s out of a screen. How big is that?
Well, that's a good thing. I mean, we've got a couple guys there that can that really know how to run them, too. So between McKinnon and Pacheco, they have a pretty good feel for those things. And Clyde was the same way. And, you know, I haven't seen enough from two to put it, you know, to do it. But he I'm sure he would be great at it, too.
It just seems like an art form that you're getting down so well. Travis Kelce, to get him freed up for some big plays, and the two back-to-back, because you told me, hey, you know, Pete Carroll designed this defense. A lot of people are running around the NFL, but to hit Kelce twice back-to-back for 72 yards, what happened on that to get him free?
Yeah, well, we had those plays actually called up earlier, and I kind of bypassed over them, skipped them. And so we regrouped the coaches and Pat, kind of when I went over to the bench, I just got everybody's input on it. And those were the two primary plays that everybody liked. And so Pat included. And so we were able to get those dialed up and called. So I would tell you, everybody gets a little piece of that pie on that. And those were the two that everybody agreed on, and with a couple other ones thrown in there. But it was a great job by the coaches and a great job by Pat. And then obviously Kels ran tremendous routes there. So, and MVS, he helped clear one of those out for Kels. So it was a nice job by him too, running fast.
Phenomenal to see it. The other phenomenal thing was Patrick's decision. He runs and flicks the pylon. It's every week. I mean, he does something. The photo, the still photo of that play is one for the ages. But just his decision-making and the fact that now part of that horizontal attack in the red zone is him running the ball. What about that play in specific and just his decision ability in the red zone to make that call or make that call and make the run?
Yeah, it looked like he was on the pommel horse running in gymnastics. I mean, it was unbelievable. The one-arm stab in the ground with his left arm inbounds and then reaching out and touching the pylon. It was something. So, yeah, he's a spectacular player, and he's having one of those great seasons, MVP seasons. I mean, I've said it before. You're right. Every week it's one or two things, and you just go, wow.
Well, he's on the cusp of maybe breaking Drew Brees' record for offensive production per game that Drew Brees set in 2011. Transitioning now to the Denver Broncos, and I was just kind of astonished driving back. I had a quick 20-hour drive to our 20-hour time in Wichita with Tammy's family, but coming back, listen to that game, and was astonished that the Rams put 51 points on the Broncos. I know they're going to come in proud and dug in. We might have seen their best half of football when we played them 3 weeks ago. But your thoughts on playing Denver so quickly here in the same month, basically, or it's going to be New Year's Day, but in a span of less than 4 weeks?
Yeah, well, they made some changes today, as you know. I mean, they fired their coach, and so you never know what to expect now, what direction they're going to go. But we don't have to look any further than our game. They took it to us there for a half, and we went up 27-0 on them, and then had some bad plays in there that we made, and then the quarterback got going, and he was running around, and 10 was rolling for them and making big catches, and so we needed to take a glance at that and make sure that there's nothing that they have to do a whole lot different than what they did to us the last time. And we got to make sure we answer that, So that's where our energy will be directed this week.
One final question before we let you go. No matter who's coaching that team, these two young edge guys, they got 53 and 56, Browning and Cooper, we saw them too. Just dealing with them protection-wise and influence-wise this week.
Yeah, they're good players. And then you had five in there now, and he's a veteran guy. So they've got a good nucleus of defensive players, and their ability to shut down the pass game has been great. And they're one of the top teams in the National Football League doing that. And it's all personnel groups that they've been successful against. So you've got to really focus in on that. They do a really nice job of playing that whole zone scheme, and they're accurate with their drops, and they cover a lot of ground doing it and really squeeze the zone. So you got to have a good week of practice, Mitch, as we go forward here.
Okay, we'll let you go to continue that week. Appreciate you being on with us tonight, and I guess we'll say Happy New Year tonight.
Good. All right. Happy New Year. are those redheads out there.
They're out here, man. They are in force. Head coach Andy Reid, stay tuned. We'll come back with the specialist. We've got the Pro Bowl punter of the AFC, Tommy Townsend, place kicker Harrison Butker, and long snapper James Winchester. After this, you're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Now back to Mitch Holtis and the Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
McKinnon is the running back. Kelsey, tip-tap motion in the face, across the face of Mahomes, left to right. Mahomes, quick pass, near flag, caught. McKinnon at the five, trying to bounce off the head, drags a Seahawk into the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City. Jerick McKinnon continues his incredible season, and Mahomes with his second touchdown pass of the game.
Welcome back, everyone. We're at the Hy-Vee Market Grill at the Hy-Vee in Raytown, just off 350 Highway. A couple folks deserve mention tonight. First of all, from the 65 TPT crew, I literally recruited her at the practice facility today, an hour and 15 minutes before the show, but she is an absolute all-star. Corbin Meyer. Where's Corbin? Corbin, stand up, say hi. She's helping us out tonight. Terrific, terrific, talented gal and terrific attitude, a Villanova Wildcat. Also, I got to mention this personally because you're part of a birthday celebration tonight. My dad is back here celebrating his 90th birthday.
So,
how about that?
Happy birthday.
Spry, man. He's off and running. So a great crowd here tonight. We have got Redcoaters, geeks, people from all over that have made the sellout crowd here at Hy-Vee in Raytown. Now, I'm going to introduce them one at a time, and we'll do it seniority-wise, okay? I don't know how else to do this. I thought about it numerically. I thought about drawing, casting lots. So we're going to do this. First of all, he's been with us. He has 1,134 snaps as our Chiefs long snapper, the pride of Washington, Oklahoma. He has been here since 2015. Welcome, James Winchester.
Thank you, thank you.
Yeah.
Welcome, brother. Second, we're going to get your other brothers here. Secondly with us tonight, in his sixth year with the Chiefs, he has the longest field goal this year in the National Football League at 62 yards. Holder of five or six Chiefs records. He was the 2019 NFL scoring champion. Ladies and gentlemen, Harrison Butker, the pride of Georgia Tech. And in his third year as our punter, he is the AFC 2022 punter. He has made the Pro Bowl, selected to the Pro Bowl as the AFC punter. Ladies and gentlemen, first in net punting, he's obliterating it. Second in gross punting, Tommy Townsend, ladies and gentlemen. A festive night. We've got them all here, all three of them, man. This is awesome.
All three of us. How about that?
I know. It's cool. We're going to go right down the line. We'll start with you, James. That baby was cold the other day. We always talk about special teams in the cold weather. Minus 10 wind chill there when you guys were warming up. So we're going right down the line. How cold was it?
It was cold. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, if you thought it was colder than that. You know, it was one of those things. I think this ended up being the second coldest game that I played in behind 2016 Tennessee game.
Tennessee, yeah.
And, yeah, it was chilly, you know. We put a lot of thought into how we were going to manage it. And, you know, for me, managing my hands and making sure you had some tack, you know, on that ball. But, you know, we have a lot of great heaters there on the sideline and a lot of resources. So, you know, everything panned out the way it needed to be. And man, we did our job, so. Got it done.
Yes, you did. It was fantastic, all three of these guys, including a big-time 47-yard field goal. I was watching all you guys warm up down there doing field pass. It was like kicking a rock, man. So, Harrison Butker, how cold was it?
Well, growing up in Atlanta, that was definitely the coldest weather I'd ever been in my life. Same for Tommy, I'm sure. Coach Tobe and Coach Reed just talked about how you got to manage it. It's just mental. So we spent a lot of time by the heaters to stay warm. And then when we went out there, the ball was definitely a rock coming off our foot. So we were trying not to overswing. And, yeah, thankfully that field goal went in.
But you nailed it, man. You crushed it. So Tommy Townsend, punter, AFC Pro Bowl punter, how cold was it?
Pretty dang cold. But I will say I was a little confused when I came out, because I come out and, you know, I see X amount of Seahawks receivers with their shirts off, and I was like, wait, is this September in Florida, or is it, you know, December here in KC? But yeah, no, like you know, James and Harrison said, it's all about, you know, trying to manage the cold and, you know, change up our routine a little bit so we can manage it. But I told Harrison after the game that, you know, that 47-yard field goal was a really, really, really tough kick. And, yeah, I just kind of expressed to him that, you know, I was proud of him. That's freaking Harrison Butker, and he's a beast. He's such a beast. So that was just an awesome kick. And James is just – he's a beast at what he does. He's the best in the business. So, yeah.
How big was that kick? It was huge. One-syllable word, huge. There we go. That was a huge kick. Okay, so now – James's wife tells me he's got really warm hands. So how warm was the ball? Did the ball warm up at all from the time he snapped it? Let's take the 47-yard field goal. That's an 8-yard snap. How warm was the ball when you got it after James did his thing?
Well, I mean, just the speed alone on the snap, that really just ups the heat on it. But yeah.
Oh, gosh, what a deal. You mentioned Seahawks taking their shirts off to warm up. I saw it. It was right behind me. Thinking there's a fine line between bravery and – yeah. Okay, you said it. I didn't. What were the thoughts of maybe you guys taking your shirts off, letting it rip? I mean, I know, James, you'd lead the way. You'd be the one. Right?
No way.
The crazy
– No way.
It was cold. It was so cold out there. It was nuts. These guys have done a phenomenal job all year long in helping us get to the victory total that we have. 5 straight 12-win seasons. That's third in NFL history, if you're keeping track at home. But let's just go down the line. And, Tommy, you had a 74-yard punt against the Chargers. Something I've only been in the league 29 seasons, but I've rarely seen this. You actually took a possession away from them. They're thinking they're going to get the ball. They'll have a chance to maybe get a couple possessions and get a three, and they get the ball to start the third quarter. You go, no, 74-yarder, dude just lets it go. And your guys, your gunners, your best friends, 11 seconds went off the clock. The Chargers had to kneel down. That punt, I know it's going back in history, but that one just sticks in my mind as being a big-time game winner.
Absolutely, yeah. No, that was definitely big time. But yeah, like you said, I mean, the Gunners, they've been beasts. Everyone on the punt team's been beasts. And, you know, just our net average for the season, like I say, our net average, because it's a huge part of, you know, the punt team, what everybody does, the Gunners, Chris, like Jet, one of the PP, you know, just James, guys are just unreal. But yeah, just got off a good punt and I saw it flying downfield. I start trotting down. And I saw the guy let it go. I was like, oh heck yeah, we're gonna get some roll on that thing too. So yeah, definitely took off some time off the clock. So definitely helped out there. Yeah.
I don't remember. Did your long snapper get down there? Was he down there hovering over that ball, just letting it bounce?
I think he was the one that downed it. Maybe. I mean,
did you down that ball, James Winchester?
You know, I don't
he
think
was down there.
I don't think I can take credit for downing it, but I was making sure nobody else touched it, so we were going to milk that clock.
But you were milking the clock.
That's right.
See how smart these guys are? They're so smart. That's what you get going to Washington, Oklahoma. 681 people in that time. Just saying. And then time after time after time, we've seen Harrison make big kicks. But that kick you had against Arizona, I know we're going back in time. You're hurt. You don't even have a chance to do your steps. That's 54 yards. I'm like, oh, my gosh. And you just, oh, let's go back in time. I'm going to let you comment it. I'll let you other two guys comment on it. That kick, just how you're a humble dude, but how courageous you had to be and how much were you hurting then?
Yeah, I mean, if I'm being honest, when I first got injured, you know, I've never been injured in my career. So I'm thinking, am I even going to be able to come back and play this season? And, you know, thanks to the trainers as well as Tommy and James kind of motivating me as well as the coaches, I was able to get back in the game. And it was a big kick. We needed it. The team needed it. And Coach Tobe gave me some great pump-up words to get out there and go kick that ball. But, you know, I call it a one-step. I do that in my warm-up. Some kickers do, some don't. But it came in handy, definitely, because I didn't have the ability to kind of push off and do a two-step approach, but I could push off just my right foot and then plant and then get the ball off. But, you know, obviously a great snap and a hold and hit one of the best kicks of my life. That probably is the biggest kick of my career. I know I've had some big ones in the playoffs and things like that, but you know, just trusting in God and knowing that I can push through, and if I have the ability to somewhat trot out there and kick, I need to go do it and just give it my best effort, and thankfully it went through.
Okay, you got the hardware in front of you. You know how this works. When you get a 74-yard punt that actually takes away a possession from a team, there you go, take that one. You get a long snapper that's down there first, hovers over the ball, nobody else can touch it. He's going to run the whole half off, right? And then you get a kicker that does a one-step, one-legged, 54-yard field goal. That's when your specialists are able to put the hammer down, baby.
Heck yeah. Yeah.
Heck yeah. You guys, and speaking of hammer, you guys, it's interesting because you guys are like an independent study. While the rest of the team is doing 7-on-7, they're doing 9-on-7, we're doing all this stuff, they said, you guys go play with your toys and go off on the other field. I always feel like it's Chaz on Wedding Crashers. Like, I don't know what they're doing out there. What are they doing? Mom, Meatloaf. Like, but you guys spend a lot of time together. It's like, go off, and then we'll call you when we need you. What is that like? Because that takes some discipline. Go ahead, Harrison.
Yeah. I'll take it over.
Tommy was a strike for.
Yep. I think it's just something you learn throughout your career. What do I need to do throughout practice, in the pregame warm-up, to be ready to go on game day? You know, Coach Tobe kind of lets us do our own thing. Same with Coach Reed. They trust us. We're professionals. But as a unit, us three, we have to communicate a ton on what we need to do throughout a three-hour practice, because we might have a five-minute period of field goal, maybe 10-minute period of punt. But the rest of the practice, we're on our own trying to perfect our craft, and we try to stay as productive as possible, as efficient as possible with that time together. And I think we've done a great job managing that. But, you know, we kind of sometimes just have to be in control of our own destiny, and we take a lot of pride in what we do. And I think a lot of our teammates would notice that we do put that time in when, you know, especially in high school and college, you see it a lot of guys are, you know, out behind the field house ordering pizza or something.
Frisbee like, golf.
I promise we don't play golf. We don't play golf this season.
Yeah, but we take a lot of pride in it, and it's just something we've learned over our career throughout high school, college, and now in the NFL. And Dustin was a great mentor to see what to do practice. James now has been in the league for forever. And I've been in the league now 6 years. And
old man. These guys are old men, yeah.
So,
James, you guys have got to be – I said it's independent study. You smart kids, go play in the corner while we'll do this other stuff. And you guys, so what? How does that work? I mean, how many times have you figured you snap a ball – in a single day?
Oh man, I lose count. I think I get a headache if I kept count. But I mean, to echo what Harrison said, I mean, you know, I think it starts with him. You know, he's such a perfectionist at what he does, and the attention to detail, and you know, we've examined what we do on a daily basis. You know, with the hold, the snap, the kick, down to the tee, and you know, we're always looking to get better. And so he does a great job in leading our group and in what we can do better. You know, and what we can continue to improve upon. You know, each week. How can we get better? And so does a great job doing that. And you know, I promise you, we don't go off and play golf. You know, we are very attention to detail, and we take what we do seriously. And you know, but that's the name of the game. You know, just continuing to improve, get better as a professional. You know, practice in a way that it's going to show up on game day. And you know, we just continue to try to get better. So,
just like Harrison, Tommy, they ask you to punt and punt and punt and punt. Do you ever go, hey, let's use the jugs machine this time? But you, what you've learned from these two guys and what you've learned about being in the NFL now, you're the Pro Bowl punter of the AFC, which is so awesome, right?
It's crazy.
Crazy. But that time where you're going, all right, guys, on independent study, do your homework.
Yeah, I think, you know, as a unit, I think one of the best things that we do is communicate with each other. You know, we really, you know, change our practice schedule or our pregame warm-up schedule, you know, based on, you know, what we need. And, you know, the best way of going about that is communicating. And yeah, like James said, you know, Harrison's great at pointing out, you know, what we need to do. And he's been a great leader for us, you know, kind of pushing us in the right direction. And I should say both of them, they push me in the right direction. They push me to be better every day. You know, it's just an incredible thing, you know, to be surrounded by such great professionals and guys that just, you know, want to be the best they can be. So
I think we're making Chief Kingdom history tonight. I don't think we've ever had all three of them here like this, and it's perfect that we're doing it because they all three have to work together, and it's just awesome. We can take it for granted. We're not going to take it granted for granted tonight. We come back. We're going to talk more about these guys, just the amazing human beings they are. We're at the Hy-Vee in Raytown. We'll wedge you in here if you show up. But again, we've got Tommy Townsend, James Winchester, Harrison Butker, our special specialists with us tonight. We'll be back with more from the guys after this on the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
Now back to Mitch Holtis and the Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
17-3 Kansas City, second and 12 for the Seahawks at the Kansas City 22. Willie Gay Jr. trotting out here. Looks like he's going to be on coverage on the near side. Geno Smith working the left side on a corner route. It's overthrown, intercepted. Intercepted in the end zone. It's intercepted by Juan Thornhill. Geno Smith overthrows his receiver, and Juan Thornhill gets his second interception this season and the seventh of his career. We're back at the Hy-Vee in Raytown. Great job by our defense in that game. That pick by Juan Thornhill was huge. And you get three rookies making three fourth down stops. You're able to put the hammer down. Love it. Karloftis getting the tip. And these are brethren of yours, these rookies now, for all three of you guys. All three of you guys, because we're using like a jillion rookies on special teams. How's it been right down the line with these guys? Tommy, I'll start with you.
Yeah, they've been awesome. I mean, especially, you know, Pacheco, he's been a beast. He's stepped up since day one. He's a super hard worker and great kick returner and obviously a really good running back. He's been shaking out to be an awesome running back. And something I say, every time he touches the ball, he just runs so hard. Yep. It's crazy. Like, I you know, there's very few guys that, you know, really run with that intensity, and you know, it's just so impressive. But yeah, I mean, all the rookies, they've been awesome. They've really stepped into their roles. I mean, Leo's been playing for us on punt all year, and he's been solid. And you know, just yeah, the guys have just all panned out to be really good players. So I'm excited to see them blossom and go forward. And yeah.
James, you got these guys around you. Harrison, you got them too. You're relying on them.
Yeah, you know, the rookies have done a heck of a job. I mean, I would say they're beyond their years, you know, coming in. I think that's a testament to our GM, our coaches, to bringing in, you know, quality, you know, talented guys, but great guys and some serious talent. So, I mean, they've all had great years and a great year, you know, this year and performance-wise. And you know, they're good guys to be around, you know. And you love that as teammates coming in, contributing, but also guys that are good locker room guys and you know, guys that are good to work with every single day. And so they've been very impressive.
Harrison, you're relying on these guys a lot for protection.
Yeah, I've been very impressed. I guess it was Tommy that said it, but a lot of those guys are just so mature for being rookies. You don't see that a lot. And yeah. I don't know. That's credit to Brett Veach and all of his staff for finding those guys. And maybe it's because there's so many of them that they've had to grow up and they feel like they're just one of the guys in the locker room. But they've done a great job. And Jack Cochran's a guy that you don't hear a lot about, but on special teams, he's just been a beast. Mm-hmm. He's been a great player for us. And he's done a great job on kickoff. So I've been very impressed with their ability to look up to the older guys, the veterans, learn from them, and kind of copy those habits that have been able to extend so many of these veteran guys on our team. So, yeah, nothing but great things to say about them.
I've told people ever since I met these guys, people would hire them if they interviewed them. They'd hire them all. I mean, I'd hire every one of those guys. They're awesome. Okay. These guys are so smart with us tonight, right? We got Harrison Butker, James Winchester, Tommy Townsend.
Speak for them.
I mean. Okay, thank you. Well, yeah, Tommy, we're just dragging him along.
Yeah.
Harrison Butker, those clothing line, I'm repping it tonight. This had a lot of, now we're on radio on the largest network in the NFL, but you'll see the pictures on Facebook. I've been into this three straight days. Coach asked me today if I slept in it. I said yes. It smells like the locker room, but that's okay. But now Harrison's taking it up a notch with this whole little, what do we got going here? This is his own clothing line.
Yes, we got KC Wolf on here. He's got some reindeer antlers, some small things on his shoe. He's got a number 62 for the field goal, and on the back is a tuba. Because I played tuba in middle school and high school. So that was a little small
fact.
Thing thrown in there. It's a tree ornament on the back. But, yeah, these are awesome sweatshirts, and I think the everyone's really loved them. So they're in the pro shop. The one that Mitch is wearing is sold out, and I don't know how long this green one will be.
Can't have mine. Can't have mine.
Yes.
Cannot have mine. Or for a price, maybe. But it's awesome, man. And they're available in the pro shop. You can find it at GHA Field at Arrowhead Stadium. Tommy, some say hair product. What do we got going? We got something on the line here. You got the man bun going. Now, you were wanting it to, you know, let the hair down. He let the hair down, hammer down. And now we're back to man bun. Anything going on hair product-wise? What do we got?
No,
Samson.
No hair products yet. You know, I mean, it's something maybe I should put in the works. But yeah, we'll see. I'd like to comment on those sweatshirts, though. I mean, as soon as I saw – first thing I saw Harrison, like when I just saw him a couple minutes before we came in, I told him I love that sweatshirt and I need one. So he said they're going to hook me up with one, which I need one. But they're great.
That's how this show works, man. It's all sharing. James, what do we got? We got anything? We got clothing line? We got.
You know, I leave the fashion to these guys, to be honest with you. I got a little hat on going on here. You know, I got my 41 Farms, so yeah, a little represent. Yeah. So there you go. That's about as fashionable as I'm going to get. You know, throw a little Carhartt on and call it good. So.
Did you get your chores done before you came in?
I did, yeah. Fed the cows, broke ice, did all that.
That's a kid. We're going to let these guys go, but three incredible human beings, three great football players. And three, I say we win for 100 reasons. These are three of them right here. These are winner, winner, winner right down the line. Give him a big hand as we let him go in the evening. Thank you, man, so much. Appreciate
you. Thank you.
Harrison Bucker, James Winchester, Tommy Townsend.
We appreciate
you.
Legend.
You got it, man.
It's guys like you that make this easy, you know. Yeah.
Thanks, boys.
Thank you, Mitch.
All right. Appreciate our guys right here. We'll come back to wrap things up after this. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Now back to Mitch Holtis and the Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
Two eligible to the right. Kelce, three-point stance to the left. Here comes an inside blitz. Mahomes reads it, moves to his right, keeps the ball in his right hand, trying to stay alive, dives for the far front pylon. Did he get it? Are they going to give it to him? Touchdown! Kansas City, all precincts finally reporting, and they give it to Mahomes on another rushing touchdown, the 12th of his career, and the Chiefs have broken it open at 23-3.
Welcome back here to the Hy-Vee Market Grill in Raytown. How phenomenal are those three guys? We are so blessed to have them, great people, but great football players. A one-legged kick by Butker. You just mentioned him. Remember, he had walk-offs in several games, including the Chargers in 2020, but he said that was the toughest and biggest kick he's ever had to make. And then Tommy Townsend has taken over the league in many ways and leading the league by far in net punting. And then James Winchester, man, is such a great pro and so steady and just things that take for granted, him getting down the field to cover punts. He's the only guy that can leave, or him and the Gunners, before the ball can leave the foot. And then have that play by Mahomes. If you see the still photo of that taken by our photo crew, and unreal. He's stretched out parallel to the ground and barely flicks the pylon by about a quarter inch. All right, it's time. It's not just any week. It's Donkey Week. It is time to beat them for the 15th straight time. And let's hope maybe the Bengals can actually help us this week. Stay on point, stay on task. Next week, we'll have another current player. We'll be at Berry Road in the Northland. It's a home game for Snowstorm Sandy and most of the geeks. Thanks for joining us tonight on the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
You've been listening to the Chiefs Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers. Bad Boy Mowers, proud partner of the Kansas City Chiefs. Chiefs Kingdom is bad boy country. Mow with an attitude. And by Hy-Vee. The world's best tailgating begins at Hy-Vee. Proud official grocery sponsor of the Kansas City Chiefs. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Hey, this is Chiefs sideline reporter Josh Klingler. Thank you for listening to the Chiefs Kingdom Show. As a reminder, you can hear Mitch Holtis with us on Vesco in the Morning every Friday morning at 7:30, leading into the game that weekend. And don't miss color analyst Danon Hughes every Tuesday morning at 8:30. Tune in for exclusive one-on-one Chiefs interviews throughout the season on the Odyssey app and your official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio. Thank you for listening to the Chiefs Kingdom Show, presented by the Kansas Lottery. Green Baker.
This is the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on the team to win, and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.